big part of this resurgence in Buffalo is due to our...
Lunch was served at the Catholic Charities Immigration and Refugee Assistance Program Center on Herkimer Street. The food provided by the West Side Bazaar. The guests of honor were representatives of businesses who have given refugees the chance to work. William Shukali is director of Catholic Charities Immigration and Refugee Assistance Program.
We work and place over, in the last 2 years, we've replaced over 300 clients, you know, jobs in Western New York. And this is a cross-section of our employers we work with. So these people were aware of the benefits refugees bring to them.
Among those honored Tuesday was Neville Manufacturing. The company's Pat Crow says about a third of their production staff have been recruited through partners including Catholic Charities. Language is often a challenge, but Crow says the immigrant and refugee populations have proven to be reliable, hard workers.
If it's the right work, and I've already told friends of mine that run companies on a couple different occasions that absolutely it's an asset on the business side of things to get very reliable, respectful, diligent workers to fill production roles that otherwise we have a difficult time doing.
And I came to Buffalo July 9, 2013 from the refugee camp.
Mahmoud Ahmed Goudal is a native of Somalia who spent time in a refugee camp in Malta before coming to Buffalo. He is one of those who got a chance when he got a job at Neville Manufacturing.
After working for a year, I was promoted to supervisor and I'm still working for this company. I look forward to go to work every day, and I'm proud to be a self-sufficient.
Mahmoud has been able to buy a car, and as he works toward completing his path to U.S. citizenship, his next goal is to save enough money to buy a house. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.